I, too, am very, very grateful for those readings tonight. I sort of agree with Elizabeth. It's readings we could read every morning and refresh ourselves with the truths therein, not to judge others, but examine our own selves. And in those readings, I love where Mrs. Eddy says, examine yourselves and see what and how much sin claims of you, and how much of this claim you admit as valid or comply with. And then the knowledge of evil that brings on repentance is the most hopeful stage of mortal mentality. On Sunday at the round table, when we were talking about the Judas thought, one thing that Gilbert Carpenter said was, with that thought, he just went along with the error. He complied with it. He didn't see what claim sin had made on him. And this is a very dangerous state of thought, because in that state of thought, you're like a sleepwalker, where you're just being led by animal magnetism without being in touch with your father, mother, God. So this is why one of the things we do here, or we should do, we were taught to do, is daily go over at the end of the day, over our thought, and ask ourselves, what might I have done better, Lord? What could I have I done better? Did I do the best I could? And just go over ourselves and make sure that we are living up to this truth as best we can, and that we don't comply to error, and that when we, as we grow in this science, as we study our textbook and prose works, Mrs. Eddy calls her textbook the healing book, prose works the instructional book. As we study these, it opens our thought, and maybe where we did have lurking errors that we didn't even see were errors, and believe me, I've had many and still work on it, then when we get these thoughts, we don't go along with it, but a red flag comes up and we say, no, I'm not going to go along with that thought. It is not a thought of God, and it leads to something not good. And therefore, Christian science becomes preventative as well as curative. So these are such important lessons that we learn here. I'm so grateful to be here. I'm grateful for those of you who did stand up and testify tonight. You know, we hear every day, every week, about people who need this science. They come to this service to hear the truths. And there never can be a week where we just think we're going to sit back and not give of our heart's overflow. We must always come with a testimony. Those of us who have been here a long time, we have many good things to share with others. And this is a sin that you could comply with, not being truly grateful for all the blessings that God has given. And as Florence said, this rebuke is given with much love, but it is a wake-up. We need to always have hearts overflowing for the good God has given. And as Mrs. Evans would tell us, if a whole week has passed and you're not grateful for one thing, well, what's the matter with you? So we all have much to be grateful for. And I am grateful to be here tonight to hear those readings and also the beautiful hymns and music. Thank you all and have a good night.